This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to get to part two today of what I tried to get to yesterday, so just hold on after the first segment. I wanted to share a story with you really quick, and then I'm going to pull up Tim Brown, senior editor from the Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I was just upstairs, and I have my two young boys under 10 years old. They were playing Army. And so I'm always pondering as to what kind of a lesson, what kind of a question should I ask that they might learn the lesson that I want to convey. And so what I did is I looked at both sides of the Army. I said, well, which one is the good guys and which one are the bad guys? And, of course, the little guy says, well, my guys are the good guys because I have the American flag. And I looked at him and I said, but wait a second, we got a lot of corrupt representatives that aren't working for the people in this country, but are working for special interest groups attempting to implement a foreign constitution in place of our U.S. Constitution. He goes, oh, yeah. And then my other boy looked up at me and he says, Dad, I know. He goes, you can make distinction by the one that knows the word of the Lord and if he's on the Lord's side. And I said, that's exactly right. And it's interesting. Little kids understand these lessons. And when you go to Ezekiel 45 and you go to verse 23, it says, and they shall teach my people, the priests, the Christians, okay, the kings and priests in the sight of the Lord. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. And in controversy, they shall stand in judgment, and they shall judge it according to my judgment, saith the Lord. And they shall keep my laws and my statutes in all mine assemblies, and they shall hallow my Sabbaths. So it's interesting, a little kid can understand that. Now, without further delay, friends, I just wanted to throw that in there really quick. Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, just wrote an article that you need to hear of, friends, concerning Republican representatives are introducing minority reports and a gun confiscation bill. First of all, thanks for jumping on really quick, Tim, with such short notice. But can you go ahead and kind of give us an overview as to what you just wrote about on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please?
Yeah, sure. The Minority Report, for anybody who hasn't seen it, was a book, and it was made into a film in which there's a development where they induce these triplets, they put them in a drug-induced state, and somehow they're able to see into the future, and then if they all have the same visions, then they go arrest people for crimes they haven't committed, but they're assuming they're going to commit. So that's what's going on here. And Representative Susan Brooks, who's out of Indiana, put forth a bill, H.R. 5717, called the Jake Laird Act of 2018. Now, this comes after the Parkland shooting stuff, and everybody's saying, oh, you know, with this, when Donald Trump came out and said, oh, we need to take guns first, and then we'll do due process, which is unlawful. And so now we get into things like red flag laws, where they say, oh, if you consider somebody as dangerous or if they have a mental health problem, which is very, all that's very subjective looking at it. It's not, our Constitution protects things like that. And so they push these things. You haven't committed a crime, but you're considered quote unquote dangerous or mentally unstable or any of these kinds of things. Well, Ms. Brooks put this in her bill too. And it even went so far as to say if a single police officer can confiscate your guns on the ground that he believes you're dangerous, you haven't committed a crime, you haven't been indicted, and our Constitution, I mean, it is not, her submitting the bill violates the Second Amendment. It also violates, as far as I'm concerned, Article 2. We didn't give Congress authority to restrict or regulate arms from law-abiding people. We just didn't do that at all. And so it violates that. Then there's the portion of it that if a state has red flag laws, then they can get permission from the Justice Department. It's usurped permission is what it is, to partially do the Fourth Amendment. The guy has to give an affidavit, he has to get a warrant, but he's going in there when no crime's been committed. And that's the whole point of the Fourth Amendment is you don't just go get a warrant just to be going in and searching somebody's house because you think this, that, or the other. I mean, you have to have, you know, a reasonable suspicion that there's been a crime that's committed. Then there's the idea of the Fifth Amendment that's at stake here. I mean, you don't lose property or liberty or life unless you have due process of law. And so all of this is to undermine that. It is to take away from it. And under this, she's got about 15 co-sponsors. Most people will be surprised to know that only 6 of them are Democrats. The other 9 are Republicans.
Yep.
So if you want to play that game about who does what, yeah, sure, I get it. The ones who talk the biggest game are the Republicans as far as protecting your liberties. I get it. And one of them that I do really like is Thomas Massie, who's warned us. He warned us earlier this year, both parties are going to be out to get your guns.
Get your guns.
You can see that video in the article as well. But I break down what she has in the bill. And she says, you know, this is how I define dangerous. It means with respect to an individual that the individual A presents an imminent risk of injuring himself or herself or another individual, or the individual may present a risk of injuring himself or herself or another individual, has a mental illness that may be controlled by medication. And we can talk about that too. That's really something they ought to be targeting is the FDA, who has approved drugs that have killed literally millions of Americans, and you can see that on their website. They document that they've approved drugs that have killed millions of Americans. Why don't we start doing away with the FDA or doing away with these mind-altering drugs or these other drugs that we know the side effects are suicide, paranoia, all these kinds of things that lead to some of these things that we've seen. In fact, most of these mass shootings that we've seen include some form of psychotropic drug.
Almost without fail.
Right, and so all of that's in there. People can see it broke down. I break it down each section, and I tell you what's going on there. Then they come in to seize a firearm or from a dangerous individual. Again, nobody's committed a crime, and if you think, well, this is right, we have a guy wearing the R jersey in the White House. The guy who's been pushing for this stuff, people. You need to pay attention to that. He's the guy who's been pushing this stuff here to do it this way. And it's unconstitutional. It's unlawful. It's the actions of tyranny. There's no simple way to say it.
That's right. Tim, I got to take a hard break here again. Thank you for jumping on with short notice here. I want to highlight some of the things that Tim Brown is talking about here in his last article, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hey, really quick, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Wanted to let you know real quick concerning Tim Brown's last article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, this is why the big tech companies are targeting our websites, because this information, friends, is vital. They want you to believe, you are being pushed through created opposition to believe that the man in the office is your man. He's gonna pass all these promises that he promised on the campaign trail, when in fact he's doing just the exact opposite. Well, the article is Republican rep introduced minority report gun confiscation bill. Keep in mind, this is coming from what you have been taught by the CIA-controlled media, the lying mainstream media. You've been taught by them that these are the good guys. Friends, if you pull the mask off, you'll find out, more than not, in many cases, they're worse than what you would call is the bad guys, the Democrats, the left, okay? Again, read Mark 3:25. We're not going to get caught up into those political games. Now, with that said, friends, 55 bills concerning new gun legislation have been passed during the first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration, okay? Remember, after the alleged, and I say alleged on purpose, shooting at Parkland School in Florida there. Immediately after he heard about this, friends, he said, I told the NRA leaders it's time to stop this nonsense. Wait, what do you mean this nonsense? Mr. President, what do you mean this nonsense? Because keep in mind, he's the one that says, take the guns first, go through due process second. That is completely upside down. But again, he's only doing what he's told to do. He's not the boss, friends. Whatever happens in politics is first plan, said Roosevelt back in the 30s. And in the 90s, Billy Bob Clinton was asked concerning his authority as the President of the United States of America. And he said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. Of course not. But the fact of the matter, friends, is if you want to come to the rubber meeting the road, they're going to do what you demand, regardless if they like it or not, regardless of the 300 people that you're being told that control and rule the world. Look what's happening in France right now, friends. There's rioting going on in France. There's revolution, again, going on in France. Why? They're protesting. They're demanding the removal of their prime minister. Why? Because you can only suppress a people for so long, friends, before they respond. And now what they're doing, they're having their way in America because the American people are asleep under this new administration because they have been told that he's the good guy. Well, again, friends, judge him by his fruit, Matthew 7:16. Now, to say all that and coming back all the way around, friends, 55 new gun legislation bills have been illegally passed against American gun owners. The Bill of Rights are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. How long are you going to allow these people to continuously trample, friends, the blood that has been sacrificed to give us the freedoms that we have today? They have not been given the right to do the wrong things. They have been given the right to do the right things. And they're not upholding their oaths, friends, that they swore that they would uphold. So it's either corruption is dealt with or you're going to be disarmed. It's that simple. There is no in between. There's no other way to put that forth, friends. 55 new gun legislation bills have been passed under a majority of Republican governors in 26 different states. This all happening under the good guy. Friends, when you get a moment, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, Republican rep, introduced minority report, gun confiscation bill. You know, and furthermore, if you really want to take it back, just to show you how it's coming full circle and we're destroying ourselves, you know, these are the people that are saying enough. You know, President Trump said this to the NRA leaders. This is just enough. We have to stop this nonsense. Well, if you go to the Supreme Court, you're the one, folks, that are standing down allowing the Supreme Court to say it's free speech for a kid to go into a movie theater to be taught by a bunch of anti-gun actors how to kill. I mean, folks, you can't even go to a Marvel film anymore. I mean, you want to talk about to the extreme? And you're sitting there when you're looking at this, folks. These Marvel films today, you're looking at them and you're saying to yourself, wait a second, you're the ones teaching our kids how to commit the crime with a gun, and then behind closed doors, you and corrupt politicians and the corrupt MSM, mainstream media, are sitting there trying to pull the guns away from the kid when he commits the crime that you taught him how to commit. And furthermore, Donald Trump is talking about how this is enough of this. But yet, friends, when you look at the International Baccalaureate, and by the way, the new program that the Secretary of Education under Donald Trump's new administration that just adhered us to the United Nations, which we fund, friends, that creation of the United Nations is our creation, America. You are funding your own demise through what the federal government is illegally doing through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights by teaching your kids how bad guns are in the first place, friends. So you have the mainstream media, corrupt politicians, and judges saying it's free speech to do this, and then once the crime is committed, they want to pull away your right to bear arms. You know what? We should look into the facts, friends, and concerning the buyership of the federal government and how many guns they're buying up to use against their own people. Come on, let's call it for what it is. And how these agencies like the IRS and the FBI and the CIA and the DHS, how they're being armed against the American people who are being labeled by the same governments as being the domestic terrorists. In fact, what I'm telling you is true, America. You need to wake up as to what's going on out there. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, there's a plethora of topics that are being highlighted right now across the country. And it's just for the sake of having a good day today, I'm not even going to look at it in the sense of highlighting it over the radio or on our broadcast here. Folks, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, do so. Do yourself a favor and do so. Also, jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. you'd like to jump over to our YouTube page, again, do yourself a favor. A plethora of issues that are across the boards that are illegal, that are being thrown upon the American people. You're being inundated with propaganda because your said representatives on so many fronts are attempting to establish a UN global initiative. They want a new constitution, so therefore they're now not using just the homosexuals, the socialists. Now they're using the Muslims as a political battering ram for the time being to upend American sovereignty. And again, with that said, there's so many different topics that we talk about on that those videos. They're short videos, and we bring in the answer concerning every topic as well. And it all falls again to the people and their willingness to enforce the enumerated laws found in the Constitution against crime. Also read Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution when you get a moment. With that said, friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsofliberty.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Also wanted to let you know, friends, yesterday we were talking about how the conservatives, slow on the uptake. Today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, same difference. We were talking about how Tucker Carlson and Ann Coulter and the New York Times, and we played some audio for you to listen to how they're falling all over themselves now, calling out Donald Trump for not fulfilling his promises, for doing the opposite of what he said he would do, for not draining the swamp, for actually stacking the swamp. And again, friends, that's all you have to do is read Isaiah 5:20 to understand exactly what's going on. They're putting the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie. They're putting darkness for light and light for the darkness. They do everything backwards, and it's exactly what they're doing today. And it's exactly how things are being played out in your face today in America. And so, anyways, friends, in saying that, I said I would get to a Christian singer here in the United States of America who was asked concerning the issue of homosexuality. You know, what is your stance on homosexuality? Is homosexuality a sin? She was asked. Her name was Lauren Daigle. And she said, I can't say one way or the other. She said, I'm not God. Friends, you heard me right. You heard me right. I'm not making this up. You know, isn't it interesting that the first prerequisite when asked by those that followed the Christ, what must we do? You know, what do we need to do to be a part of the club here? To become a Christian? They were asking. And Jesus said in John 7:17, I want you to listen to this carefully. He said in John 7:17, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. You must know concerning the doctrine, and Scripture is clear that, you know, we're to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And yet they call themselves Christians, and yet they don't even know the doctrine?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have USA Radio News.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely.
And I am proud, and I'll tell you what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So,
President Trump at the White House with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer. The president continues,
I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai was facing tough questions today on Capitol Hill regarding data collection and user privacy. Some Republicans have accused Google of blocking conservative views. The search engine, though, denies that claim. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about a Christian singer, Lauren Daigle, on homosexuality. She was asked the question, is homosexuality a sin? She calls herself a Christian, right? But she doesn't know the doctrine. And yet Jesus said in John 7:17, that if anyone will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. Of course. How many people call themselves, let's take it this way, we're being told of Muslim Americans coming into the United States of America, bringing their culture with them, wanting to establish Sharia law, but yet they call themselves Muslim Americans. Well, what's the difference between that in the natural and in the spiritual? One calling themselves a Christian, advocating that which God calls an abomination. You know, let me go back and revert to what my little boys were doing. They were playing army. Okay, they have a couple hundred of their army men set up on each side in opposition, one against another. Always thinking about how I can teach my kids some spiritual principle. And I walked in there and I asked them the question, which army is the good army and which one's the bad army? How do you make distinction? What constitutes the good army from the bad army? And my little boy said, he said, Dad, I have the American flag. And I said, yeah, but we have a lot of corrupt politicians that claim to be representatives of the American people that are attempting to establish that which is foreign to the American Constitution. And he said, oh, yeah. And then my other boy piped up, under 10 years old, and he said, Dad, I know how you make distinction. What constitutes who the good guys are from the bad guys are those that know the word of the Lord, is what he said. And this is the problem that you're having in America today. You have Mexican Americans. You have Arabic Americans. You have Muslim Americans. You have Japanese Americans. You have Chinese. No, you don't. We're all in this together. We're all mutts one way or another. And if we live in America, we are all Americans. We are all patriots. But patriot means to uphold dying laws. And what laws are we to uphold that are dying, if that be the case? And we need to define or redefine the word patriot to what it meant originally. We must know the Constitution. And that's why people today put up with conservatives. They think that, well, they call themselves conservatives, they got to be the good guys. Wait a second, you judge them by their fruit, and that's where you fail to do so. They don't know concerning the doctrine. I could, all by myself, have the President of the United States of America on this radio show. I could take a Supreme Court justice. I could take a self-proclaimed legislator, a senator, a congressman, and a representative. I could take an attorney general for the most part. Those are some pretty smart guys. But for the most part, I could go across the board and ask them simple, elementary constitutional questions, and they would be bewildered. In America, if they're confused, read Daniel 9, by the way. If they're confused, do you think that that confusion is not going to fall back onto you? And that's why Jesus said that if you're going to call yourself a Christian, then you better know what the doctrine says. John 7:17. You must know concerning the doctrine. And going back to Lauren Daigle, this Christian singer, she calls herself a Christian, yet she doesn't know the doctrine. You know what she said in reply, friends? She said, I can't say one way or the other. I'm not God. Are you kidding me? You are set to be an ambassador, lady. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, and though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. How are they to be reconciled to God if you don't know the word to preach it in season and out of season? I mean, it's absolutely pathetic. You know, and furthermore, because Americans put up with this in the spiritual world, I mean, friends, look at this. You have how many openly gay and lesbians that call themselves Christians coming out of the closet? I mean, you have Jennifer Knapp, you have Dan Hazelton, you have Vicky Beeching, all calling themselves Christians. You have Marcia Stevens, you have Ray Bolt, and the list goes on. And they think that for some reason, because they go to a gay-friendly church, because that whore and hireling doesn't faithfully preach the Word of God that delivers their souls, they think because the pastor or the preacher or the bishop or the spiritual overseer tells them so outside of the Word of God that they're going to heaven, they just deceive themselves into believing, yes, they're going to heaven because my pastor said so. Can you show me in Scripture where Jesus is taught to you and me outside of being the only one mediator between God and man? There's only one. His name is Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. Okay, so away with the priests, away with Mary, friends, away with all of this other man-made stuff that makes null and void the Word of God for a moment, temporarily. If people would simply stick to the Rock of Ages and the Word of God and the revelation bestowed upon us, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And we would be a liberated people, 2 Corinthians 3:17. As we go to Him who makes men free, John 3:36. But again, friends, how do people call themselves Americans when they don't know the Constitution? How do Christians call themselves Christians when they don't even know what the Word of God says? I'm just asking the question. And it's interesting, these are the first people, both those of the conservative movement, that when you bring forth the law that exposes the compromises, you know, where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong, namely today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, when you call them out or you call out the said administration for his blatant lies and him doing the opposite of what he said he would do, you have these self-professed Christians and patriots and conservatives getting mad at me for telling them what the Word of God and the Constitution tells them. And instead of taking the time and studying and knowing for themselves what was commanded by Jesus to know in order to become a Christian, they get mad at the messenger and they shoot away at him. How hypocritical can a people get? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I got an analogy for you. Alexander the Great was one of the greatest military generals who ever lived. He conquered almost the entire known world with his vast army. Yet one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep and he left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. As he was talking, he came across a soldier asleep on guard duty. A serious offense. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death. The commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene on the sleeping soldier and lit him up. The soldiers began, and this particular soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him. Recognizing who he was in front of him, the young man feared for his life. Alexander the Great asked the soldier, "Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty?" "Yes, sir," the soldier responded in a quivering voice. Alexander the Great demanded, "Soldier, what's your name?" "Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great repeated the question, "What's your name?" "My name is Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked the question, "What is your name?" Well, a third time the soldier meekly said, "My name is Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great then looked the young soldier straight in the eye. "Soldier," he said with intensity, "either change your name or change your conduct. And you cannot conduct yourself in a certain manner if you don't know what your premise is." Friends, going back to my little boys playing soldier, playing army upstairs one against another, I said, "You know, it's cool to understand and to learn how to become a soldier," but I asked both of my little boys, and I ask you, who are you fighting for? You don't just go to war because some politician tells you to go to war. Do you know how many unconstitutional wars our boys and girls have died in America because the American people were okay to do so? And by the way, that is a part of judgment. Read the book of Amos in whole. Takes you a whole hour to read it. In a time of judgment and chastisement, the Lord would lay on them, even delivering up their sons to be killed. And the people wouldn't, and they didn't care. You know, instead of dealing, concerning that very topic in which I'm talking about right now, instead of dealing with corrupt politicians, you're willing just to get behind their deceptive measures and throw your kid into the ring and then actually believe somehow or another there's honor in fighting an unconstitutional war. Do you know how many times our military has been used to destroy innocent countries, America, because corrupt politicians, along again with the lying CIA-controlled media, painted in your minds some third-world country dictator and monster that needed to be dealt with, when in fact it was your own government doing it? Come on, let's tell the truth and shame the devil. There's no honor, friends, in this whatsoever. And I ask you again, and I lay to your candor, just like I did to my little boys today, and I do to myself every day of the week. Who are you fighting for? You can't say just because you have, as a military man, going to a third world country to dominate and destroy, you can't just, as a matter of fact, I can tell you. How many of these soldiers, they went to Iraq, and when they got over to Iraq, they came back and told us, "Wait a second, this is not at all what we were told this war was about." No, it's about oil. You knew it and I knew it. But because the media and the conservatives of the day said, "Well, you know, we got to get behind our president." Hey, friends, let me tell you something. There's no honor, friends, in standing back and watching an administration trample the blood of those that fought, bled, and died, giving us what we have today, namely freedom, through their sacrifice. They have not been given the privilege, friends, to go ahead and trample the blood of those that gave them the opportunity to serve we the people in the first place by sending our new ones, their posterity, out to a foreign unconstitutional war. And instead of dealing with the corrupt politicians and the military industrial complex and the UN and coming to terms with what it's really about and putting a stop to it, no, you just send your sons and your daughters. I mean, after all, you were told by the corrupt administration, friends, that, you know, we got to get over there in Iraq because there's weapons of mass destruction, not knowing what General Wesley Clark said, that it's all about oil. And it's the same thing with Afghanistan. What's going on over there and what's been going on over there for years, friends, is drug wars. and your military is being used to wage the war so your government can profit from it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I just want to tell you on a side note concerning that mayor's compact and how it undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. You need to take that message and you need to begin to network with people across the country to expose what's going on here. I have been in contact with people across the nation concerning what's going on here in the state of Minnesota, along with attorney teams. And with that, friends, it's important that you do the same thing. So when the attack begins, because it's begun a long time ago, folks, if you're waiting for the revolution, it started a long time ago, just so you know, okay? September 11th was a sign of conquering. And who's being used right now, friends? The Muslims are and the homosexuals are. And it's the Muslims and the homosexuals and the Muslims, that want to bring blasphemy laws against you if you dare speak out against them. We're in some serious times, just so you know. But get smart and start to network. Go get that, folks, go get that message on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, and share it with your friends. Share it with your cop friends. Share it with your friends that are representatives. Share it with your friends that are in local governments, in your local communities. Share it with your pastors and your overseers, your church overseers. Make people aware. If they're going to remain silent, friends, then they deserve everything that they get. And so it is for everybody listening and knowing the truth of the matter, even now. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, the mayor's compact and how it undermines... Why she didn't know if it was a sin or not. She didn't know if it was a sin because she doesn't even know what sin is. Did you hear what I said? She couldn't tell you if homosexuality is a sin because she can't even tell you what sin is. And she's never read his moral law to know the difference. And you can say, well, Bradley, don't be so condemning. Wait a second. She's calling herself something that she is not. She's supposed to know the doctrine. She doesn't know the doctrine. So therefore, she's not a Christian, no more than a Muslim coming into the United States of America that wants to implement a foreign law to that of the U.S. and the U.S. Constitution isn't an American. So let's put things into perspective here. She was asked, Daigle was, on the show, you know, again, if homosexuality is a sin. She said, I cannot honestly answer that. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? 1 Corinthians 6:9 tells us this. Jude 1:7 tells us this. Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter tells us this. I mean, are you kidding me? Again, my little boys knew the difference when I read Ezekiel 45. Chapter or verse 23, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. And in controversy they shall stand up in judgment, and they shall judge it according to my judgments, and they shall keep my laws and my statutes in all mine assemblies. And they shall hallow my Sabbaths. Okay, well, friends, he just told us again how we're to make distinction through his law. We got to know what his law says. Hey, folks, you can't get a driver's license until you know how to drive concerning the laws of the land. You have to stay on the road. You need to know when to stop, when to go, when you can pass, when you cannot pass. You need to know double lines, single lines, broken lines. You need to understand red light, yellow light, green light. You need to understand the speed limit signs, what they mean. You need to understand the stop signs. Well, if you don't know that, you're not going to get your license. It's really that simple. And yet people just can't put this together and understand the simplicity of all of this. Friends, she's no more a Christian than a reprobate is because she talks out of the abundance of her heart, her mouth speaks. I can't tell you that. In other words, she goes, I can't tell you that because I don't know. I haven't taken the time to know the doctrine. As a matter of fact, she said, I cannot answer that honestly. In a sense, I have too many people that I love that are homosexuals. You apparently must not love them enough to tell them the truth that's going to set them free and bring them to godly repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10, Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 34:18, Psalm 51:17. She said, I actually had a conversation with someone last night about that. I can't say one way or the other. She said, I'm not God. So when people ask questions like that, that's why she said that's what my go-to is. That's her escape from her responsibility of actually liberating. So in other words, she's going to the world that needs the answer that only Christ can bring. And she says to them, well, I'm going to circumvent your question by not giving you the answer that I should give you. And it's interesting because the Bible said that a faithful witness delivereth the souls. And she's not a faithful witness. Again, because she doesn't know who she's supposed to be faithful to. She doesn't know who she's faithful to. She said, I just read the Bible and she said, when she tells people in response to the question as if homosexuality, is it a sin or is it not a sin? She says that she just tells them to read the Bible and find out for yourselves. Listen to her. She's contradicting herself, friends. Well, what does it say, Daigle? What does it say, Lauren? Have you read it for yourself to know the difference? No, she's telling them, go read the Bible and find out for yourself. And then she says, and when you find out, let me know, because I'm learning too. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You know, I want to say that It's interesting, when you go into basic training, there's a standard that must be lived up to. Young people will rise to the level of expectation, but you have to raise the bar. If I want to be a Marine, I can't just be a Marine because I want to be a Marine. I have to go through basic training and get over the obstacles and learn. And not just in body, but also in soul, in mind. Okay? Isn't it interesting how the church is always looking for an excuse as to why they don't know? And yet when you look to the military to become a Marine, to become a Navy SEAL, to become a Green Beret, to become one of the elitists in the military, they're not looking for excuses. They're looking to learn themselves so they don't have to resort to excuses. They're looking to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christians should be doing that because they should be looking to the standard, and the standard is Jesus Christ, not Lauren Daigle or some fallen professed Christian that comes out of the closet, which they are not Christians whatsoever. You know, they want to appease themselves into believing that their lifestyles are okay because they go to a gay-friendly church. Well, I want to tell you something. You better get out of that church. Because that church is not faithful to the Word of God. They're not faithful to the Christ. They're not faithful to that cross. They're not faithful to preach the cross, which is the power of God unto salvation. They're not preaching law to grace. They're preaching, well, this is what we think. And what they're really being led by, instead of being led by the Spirit of God, friends, they're simply being led by the spirit of the world. And there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. But I got to say, when it comes to homosexuality, friends, there's nothing right about it. There's nothing natural about it. By the way, that is why our laws in every state call homosexuality not only a felony, friends, but also crimes against nature. That is the exact wording, and that wording is directly taken and extracted from the Word of God. It's directly taken from the Word of God, friends. So again, where are these people coming from? Hey, folks, they're not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. If I was Lauren Daigle, I'd be embarrassed and I'd be ashamed. I'd feel condemned until I was right, until I repented and studied and showed myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what I would be doing. I wouldn't be sitting there hiding behind my responsibility and say, well, why don't you go read the word of God? And when you learn, why don't you tell me? You have a platform and you don't even know what your platform is. I thought it was to the glory of God. Is this to the glory of God, Lauren, that you don't know the difference? That you hide behind the skirts of those that don't know, and you're the one that should be pointing the finger to the Christ and saying, this is what His Word says, to set them free, to bring about godly repentance. Because again, that's what the Holy Ghost does, is He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And without that, friends, guess what? There is going to be no conversions. There is going to be no glory to Christ, friends, because of the stupidity of those that call themselves something that they have no business labeling themselves. They have no business labeling themselves Christians whatsoever, friends. And how often I see this across the country. I end with this. When I do speaking engagements all across the country, I ask how many people are Christians in the room. Usually 85 to 90% of the hands go up. I'll say sometimes higher. Sometimes all of them, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. But it was interesting, friends, that when I ask how many in this room are Christians, and then they say, yeah, they raise their hand. And I say, how many of you can name three of the Ten Commandments? And you don't see any hands go up. There's the problem. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We'll talk to you in 23. I'm going to cover more of this tomorrow. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.